This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Go, baby. We in it. Hey, 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 hey. One more time. Y'all know what it is.
Your bitch ass up.
That was like a 4:40.
It's funny he didn't even hear that drop. He didn't.
Yeah, I was confused for a second.
He didn't hear none of that stuff that just happened.
Why did you just do fencing back right now?
What are you doing?
I didn't have my headphones. Woo! I got up there and I was like, "Why do I hear Young Zell like this?" I was like, "Oh, I don't even have the headphones."
Zell was playing through the. Oh my bad. So, sorry. See that. My bad. Love us some Young Zell.
Woo!
See. You good?
I'm good.
So you didn't even hear it, man. We came in, we hit the air horns, and we hit the, hey! And then we dropped
Shut
the...
your bitch ass off!
Poor Young Zell dropping summer anthems. Young Zell dropping summer anthems all over Sacramento, and we can't even air his iconic Light the Beam record.
Oh, my goodness. It used to be a gold record. Now it's... I don't even know if it's a 420.
Now it's a one-hit wonder.
Now just played every once in a while.
Oh man, goodness gracious!
Look, man, we knew
that was that is we part knew. Of the part of. I don't want to say it doesn't make it all right because last night at the arena it was just depressing. But
what do you mean? The Garden last night was lit.
It's tough to play Celtics on the road.
Mm. Yeah, man. But man, that was tough.
A lot of Celtics. A lot of Celtics fans in the building.
A lot of
MVP. MVP.
They had the MVP chant. I mean, let me bring this back down. It ain't like, what would you say? It's third in opposing teams that come through here.
Warriors, Lakers, Celtics.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. You, I, maybe,
I might put
right.
the Bulls. I might put the Bulls in there.
No, the last two Celtics. The last two games, the Celtics have taken over that arena. Last three years, the Celtics have taken over that arena.
That was like that felt like a solid 50% Celtic fan base last night.
You were there. That was not 50%.
Oh, let's go Celtics chance.
It was hella loud in there. They were loud, but it was really that contingency that's behind the bench.
And oh, that's not, no, hell no, 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 no. There was grin in every section. The Kings fans were trying to drown out the Let's Go Celtics.
Randy Nilly would say, he says Knicks too. I think they're on par with the Knicks.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think the Celtics are on par with.
Celtics are a little higher.
Last night was loud.
Knicks Bulls. Knicks Bulls after around there too. But it, I mean, no, it was loud. It's cool. But it ain't.
Yeah, I don't think.
It ain't them other two.
I don't, man.
The other two are 50%. That wasn't 50% last night.
Lakers-Celtics are like 88%.
Lakers-Warriors, you mean?
Lakers-Warriors. Yeah. Celtics was a lot last night, man. It was loud.
It was in the building. There was a lot of green out there, too.
There was a lot of green. They was dressed. What did you wear to the game yesterday?
I had my Larry Bird jersey on.
I couldn't even tell who was in the company seats. I kept looking.
I couldn't tell. I was looking.
They just be handing these out. Well, I found out who got.
I ain't never going to it.
Wait till I tell y'all who got the tickets coming up, man. Unbelievable.
I ain't never going to.
They didn't even know there was an ESPN 1320 a few months ago.
Nah, I had no clue.
That's crazy.
No clue.
That's crazy. Are those sticking around too? Because I have no idea. I'm applying for control of those.
I have no idea.
How do we got a wait list on company tickets?
I have no idea. They told Kevin he has some, and then he was lied to.
What?
They lied to Kevin. Told Kevin he can go to one of the games this year, and then they've all been accounted for.
Bro, there's four people that work here. How are 41 games already filled up?
Well, it's like when we have food.
That's what it is.
It'd be one thing if like we was like, oh, this booming, bustling building with 90 employees, and oh man, it's tough. Somebody sorting this. There's seven people that work here. How does 41 games get filled up
with four tickets,
and we don't get them?
Hey,
how?
Hey, the sports guys.
They made us go once. We were abandoned after that, and I got the tickets one time.
I got them once. I got the Nets game.
I got the Magic game. And then Aaron forced us to go to one game with him. Yeah, and then he like left us.
He just left in the first quarter.
That was the Pacers game. Yeah. God damn it. Wow.
Shout out Tribal Chief.
I'm pretty sure the Tribal Chief just still has all the tickets. He's just like, I'm going.
That's why they're gone.
Well, I'm pulling up.
I'm not going to judge because I don't know if I would do the same thing if I was in this boat. I got the tickets.
You want the tickets? I'm going. Come get these tickets. Come take the tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
Come see me.
But it
went south quicker than I thought.
It did.
The way that they were playing, I think I may have said to Jeremiah, I said to somebody, I was like, I know I told my nephew, I was like, the Kings are going to. They're going to stick around till about the 5 or 6 minute mark, and then the Celtics are going to run them out of the gym. Like, the Celtics are playing terrible, and I feel like the Kings are just fighting to stay in this game. And then the third quarter started. It was like, well, all right, this isn't going great. And then they had a 7-point possession.
They never
I was like,
recovered.
Well, I'm going home.
They never recovered from that one.
Yeah, I went home.
That was tough. That was a bad situation for the Kings, and they never really recovered. I mean,
thought Tatum was dead.
Yeah.
Me too.
Tatum was like, because.
They're going to have to cut his foot off right there on the court.
Yeah, like he was like, I'm like, oh no, somebody shot him.
Yeah, that was tough to see for him too. But it was tough for the Kings.
That was nasty.
Yeah, it was tough for the Kings. And at that point, the lead was at 7,
mm-hmm.
end up going to 14. And that's just kind of where it was for the rest
of the
game.
Yep.
I think. At one point, I said, you know, can they get it to 7 by the start of the fourth quarter? They didn't. They got it to 9. And, yeah, that was all she wrote. They came out in the fourth quarter and had like a 8-0 run, I think the Celtics did. And ball game.
Yeah.
Ball game. So.
Yeah, Doug cleared the benches with like 3 and some change, 4 minutes or so.
And we'll talk about some things too, but. I don't want to say, for some people, last night was predictable, understandably so. But there's a few things going on, you know, that make it even more predictable, right? Like, we'll go in depth a little bit more, but they aren't playing with everybody.
They
are missing it, and this isn't a team that can just miss people.
Yeah, you can't.
Everything's good, so.
Yeah, you can't. Like, playing two games without Malik Monk against two Eastern Conference, top Eastern Conference contenders, it's tough, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like, I don't know where Malik is right now, but if he was not well and out yesterday, how do I expect him to be well today? Even if he plays, how do I expect him to be well today?
Yeah.
Dayquil?
I ain't never had a cold at work like that. I don't know if the man's been out two games. He don't have a cold. Like, the man is ill.
He's sick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and Devin Carter, you know, once again, another tough spot for the rookie. Like, we're asking, like, yo, can you play? We need you here. Like, that's asking a lot.
And
for
he's
him
been, and his hallmark recently has been his defense. You mm-hmm. needed that type of guy out there last night.
Yeah.
And yeah, this team is not built. They're not built to just miss guys.
Yeah.
And that's what they were last night. I mean, you know, I don't know if Malik's presence would have been different. I don't know if Devin Carter's presence would have made anything different, but it's just kind of how it went, man. It was a rough night at the Golden 1 Center. The good news is they're right back there tonight.
Right back at it again tonight, man. And that's one of the things.
Couldn't beat the top Eastern Conference team. Let's see if you could beat the top Western Conference team.
Who was waiting for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's
Pat just Shea at the club last night. Hey, what's up, Shea?
That's
not true at all.
Where we go on Mondays?
Home.
Anybody know where we go on Mondays?
Didn't we try to take someone out on a Monday? What, Ty Dolla $ign? Wasn't Ty like on a here on the, where are we going? It was like a Monday or Tuesday.
You went to Korean barbecue, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Korean barbecue.
But he wanted to go out.
Yeah. And then I hit my people over at Tiger, and they're like, man, we closed. We don't open until Wednesday.
Where'd we, was we, it Dive Bar?
We ended up going to Dive Bar, yeah.
With the mermaid,
did you go
right?
with him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, I didn't go with him.
I did not.
You said we. That's what I said.
No, well, no, like, he wanted us to go. That's not my job. That's Complex's job. I don't get paid enough to entertain.
I doubt Complex went, too.
Complex definitely didn't go. Complex called Oasis. Oasis said, yeah, pull up. And Ty Dolla $ign played his album that never got released at Dive Bar.
And he had some hit on that.
He had some. Man, he over here wasting time with Kanye West. When he got this fire album just tucked away on his thumbnail drive.
I remember that night too, because people started to circulate like on social media. Hey, Ty Dolla $ign's at Dive Bar, and mm-hmm. then like people kind of showed up and put on their stories and stuff. It was crazy, but there was nowhere to go last night. After Manzito's wasn't even outside last night after that game. But one of the things that is still here,
Manzito's was like, no one gets tacos. We're going home. This is a non-taco worthy performance.
The thing about it is, unfortunately, you know, I got to keep saying this, but the things that are in front of them and what I talked about yesterday specifically was, you know, trying to win one of these two.
Mm-hmm.
Still got an opportunity. It's a tall, tall task.
Yeah.
But you still got a chance. You know what I mean? And it just depends on their mindset, like how they're going to go about it. Are they talking about you know, we still got an opportunity and still having faith in themselves as a team, or do they lack belief in themselves at this point? Mm-hmm. And that's a huge part of what's going to happen for this team in the next 10 games.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting. Well, they got 10 games left?
What's the record now? 35 and 36. That's 11. I think that's 11 games left.
11 game. After tonight, they got 10. That's what I'm
thinking
of.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. There's probably a lengthier conversation. You know, Zach LaVine was asked about the vibe of the locker room last night, and he was like, it's bad, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you. It's probably a grander discussion to have right there. Wes Wilcox is leaving.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about that as well. Mike Bibby is back.
Hey! Mike Bibby's home, baby.
We'll talk about that as well. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this together. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We'll open up the phone lines here for you. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. If you want to get in on the conversation, Kings losers now of 7 of 9. We mentioned the Tatum ankle sprain. I didn't see an update today. Do we have one on that?
I saw he didn't have a walking boot or anything like that after the game, so I'd imagine he's just not going to be out for too long.
I mean, and it's really...
the fact that he took the free throws, I think.
Well, yeah, the fact that they don't have to do anything with him.
Right.
Like, he can... Like, they're not moving. They're not going up. They're not going to three. You can be as cautious as you want to with Jason Tatum.
Yeah. There was a little.
Go ahead.
There was a little Aiden O'Connell going on there. It was a little bit. I mean, I'm seeing him. I'm like, oh no, oh no.
Yeah.
You know, and they go to timeout and everything, and it's oh no. Yeah. And then you know they come out of the huddle, they pick him up. He's walking gingerly, like, all right, welcome to the locker room. And I just like turn my head, do some other stuff, and then they come back and. Jason Tatum will be at the line for two chances to make one. I said, Jason Tatum?
Juju Watkins' knees got ripped up into 47 pieces last night, and she still didn't react as dramatically as Tatum did.
He didn't play, you know, and he left right after that, so I'm not saying, but I just, the way he was behaving, I thought, yo, it's crazy right now. This is terrible. Are you able to walk
God,
and go
what have we done? What have we done?
You able to go out there and shoot the free throw. All right, man.
And
he walked off the court.
I'll take that from a top five player.
That's my man's. You know it ain't shade. I'm just saying that when I see a little Aiden O'Connell, I got to call a little Aiden O'Connell.
We didn't throw an air cast on him. He left.
It's a scary.
At least he didn't leave in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and win a title after, huh? Don't take shots over here, brother.
All right. Oh, I'm glad man. It's nothing too crazy with Tatum. I guess stick with ankle injuries. How do you think your boy looked last night? 16 and 17 for Domantas Sabonis. One assist. Kind of a weird number for him, but 16 and 17, 10 shots. I mean, I don't know. I'll say this. He looked good to me. I mean, he looked good out there.
He was making a point in the beginning of the game, I feel like, just to get people going. And it felt like he was making emphasis, like, we need this. Like, we need this game and all. Like he was active, but.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he looked good, man. I love the toughness of him, you know, getting out there. I'm sure he's not 100%. He didn't look hampered at all out there, but I'm sure he's not 100%. But, you know, he was out there. He gave his all. He was doing what he could to kind of change the energy and give his team a chance to win. Unfortunately, last night it just wasn't enough. But I thought he looked okay. He looked good enough for me where he should be playing tonight. And I'm not even saying that as get out there. I'm like, I didn't see him hampered where you would be cautious in putting him out there tonight.
If he's healthy, you got to be out there. Like, you're still trying to make the plane. It's just, it is what it is. Like, if you're healthy and you can practice with us, we need you out there.
Yeah, salute. Like, I mean, I'm always going to bitch and complain about him not shooting more. I feel like there's so much more he can do. Mm-hmm. But I'm a hater when I say it. When James says it, it's, oh, that's perfectly rational. When I say it, I'm an ass. But, I mean, we didn't think he was coming back for, like, four more games. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's out there is pretty impressive. I mean, that ankle roll looked brutal. I also think it's a probably a testament to the work that he puts in. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear a lot. We see it, too. You get to the arena early enough, you see how hard Domantas Sabonis works before games, and that's just what we see out there on the floor. There's no telling what he does behind, you know, closed doors at practices and all of that. But, yeah, that's probably a testament to all of the, you know, the prehab work mm-hmm. that he does and probably the rehab work after the injury as well. So,
yeah.
Salute to him. 10 shots. I mean, Zach LaVine shoots 10 times. The goddamn fan base explodes. Domas shoots 10 times. It's like, oh, he's just playing.
Have we accepted that from Domas, though?
No. Have we? Like, collectively? No, we haven't.
Well, I get it.
Some of you hoes have.
I get it, but, like, he's just not that guy.
Yeah, he's not. And,
like,
and
we, like, I feel like we've accepted
now,
that.
Now, okay, that's the question.
Yeah.
Have you just been willing to accept? Like, Domas is a $40 million role player who's really good, who could be an upper. I mean, he's. Is there a such thing as an all NBA role player?
Draymond Green.
Goddamn. Well,
why did you do that?
Man.
Why did you do that?
Man.
That's what it is.
Well.
Well, do we have?
Don't wait for me to say anything.
2 years worth of apologies.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Man, make a point. Man makes a point. We're gonna keep moving.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna get mad at Domas for not taking 15 to 20 shots because Domas is not gonna take 15 to 20 shots. Like you just know that. That's not him. And yeah, it's tough. It's a $40 million fourth option.
Yeah, I mean, and I completely understand and agree with D'Lo, especially at this point in time with no Fox and all this other stuff, where you need him to take more shots, like mm-hmm. be around 15 to 17 shots a night. I mean, there's three or four catch and shoot jump shots,
and
that
I'm
he
not
could take.
And I'm not trying. Okay, I realize sometimes this comes across as a joke. I'm being serious. Like Zach LaVine shot 10 times and everybody got upset.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Everyone is fine with this. Because, I've never ever understood this.
Well, because I mean, all right. I shouldn't say everybody. I got to watch myself. A lot of people just don't like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
And whatever they do.
Then I demand that every conversation starts with, okay, I don't like DeMar DeRozan. And then you have the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's be fine. At least
Zach,
I know,
and Zach LaVine.
I do it. Hey. I don't like Drake. Here's the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to preface that.
Don't
but,
you,
like, stop dancing around these phony basketball analysis when you just don't like the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I like Domantas Sabonis a lot. I just don't understand why no one says it. For four straight games, people bitched about Zach LaVine not shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got, you know, Brody returning, he's 6 of 10. He constantly, he's a lot like Zach LaVine in that he very rarely takes bad shots.
Right.
He's a constant 60% shooter, and no one says anything.
Right.
I think the difference between two, like, that's Zach's game, though. You need to get the shots in order for you to be most effective, I feel like. Like, Zach's got to go get buckets for him to be, like, Zach LaVine.
This team is 35 and 36. Maybe they'd be more effective if Domantas Sabonis did.
That's just what I was about to say. Like at some point,
I think there's a different conversation to have then because Domas is not that guy though. And maybe it's just.
But here's the other thing, and
what's the word? What is the freaking word I keep forgetting? And the after the season, clarity.
Yes.
Yeah. There should be a lot of people seeking clarity at the end of this season.
Well, the thing about it and the reason why you don't have to put a caveat out there is because you say the same thing for everybody. If Zach LaVine shoots 7 times, you say that's unacceptable. If Domantas Sabonis shoots 10 times, you say that's unacceptable.
I will say this, though. Or go ahead, Casey. I got you.
No, I was just going to say, like, I like Sabonis. I love Sabonis. But people talk about Zach LaVine and he making $40 million and it don't get you no wins. We staring at 2 straight years of Sabonis making X amount of dollars and we ain't even in the play-in. That's not always the front office. If it's not the front office fault and everybody else's fault for Zach LaVine, then it can't be everybody else's fault when it happens to Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Like hold him to the same standard that you hold these other guys, or back up off these guys and back up off Sabonis. Mm-hmm.
Sabonis is making 40.5 million this year, 43.6 next season, 46.7 the year after that, and the final year, 49.9, about 50 million.
Quick note to Domas's agent, the whole damn league might be seeking clarity on that contract, so I'd be careful before you puff your chest out.
For what he's getting paid is not good enough. You're getting paid like a top player at your position,
and you got to
be that. That's what the game is.
Here's the thing. The Kings aren't better than the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Domas, what I say, 6 of 10, Domas shoots 20 times. I don't think the game is that different. Mm-hmm. We outlined, like, the thought of beating the, you know, Boston Celtics a second time without a full roster. I mean, you snuck one in there. Like, good for you. Salute. Right. That's a good win. Never apologize for those. The thought that they're not aware of that entering the Golden 1 Center, like, hey, they ain't going to get us again. How did they beat us? Well, I think we made like 11 threes in that one. I think it was 18-11, I heard Mark say last night. Mm. It was 19-8 last night. Yeah. They just completely flipped the script on them.
Right. I think James had it. They scored, what was that, 27 more points from beyond the arc?
Yeah, we have the numbers in here. So 57-24. So what's that, 37? Right. That's
tough.
Yeah, like, that's, I don't know how you... I don't know how Domas shooting 10 more times isn't going to combat that. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about how regular is that? Mm-hmm. That's my point. I think it's glaring because so many Kings fans do hate Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Zach LaVine's a ball hog. And then all of a sudden he doesn't shoot, but he's shooting 70%. You're like, well, why isn't he shooting? Y'all beat his ass when he shot too much.
Right. Right.
What you want him to do?
Chris in the chat says, man, we hating Domas now. This season sucks. We're not hating Domas, at least for, and I don't think Damian is, but I know for me.
Been accused.
My gripe with the whole thing, one thing I've learned, I'm not really that much into Zodiac stuff, but my own sign, like, it makes sense. It makes sense the way I move about life. It does make sense. And one of the things about a Cancer is you get stuck sometimes.
The sign, not the disease.
Yes. the crab, the 6'9". That's the sign, it's 6'9". What are we talking about? I'm talking about the sign.
I'm just minding my business.
I'm talking about the sign.
I'm just minding my business. This man over here talking about 6'9". I say stretch during the commercial.
Yo, yours is still worse, dude. Yours is still worse.
So one of the things that I guess that we get caught up on is things being fair. And if something isn't fair, they're like, no, hold on, that's not okay. That's not fair.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about the Sabonis stuff. I love Sabonis. I think he's perfectly fine. I like mm-hmm. Zach LaVine as a basketball player. But people will look at Zach LaVine not shooting, making $40 million a year, not leading the Bulls anywhere, and talk about how he's an albatross of a contract and there's somebody that you would never, ever want to trade for. But Sabonis has the same resume damn near, and he's lauded for being this great winner and great player. What the hell has he won?
Domas don't like they don't even get paid the same annual averages. Like, Domas makes 46.5 per year if you do the averages. That's the same as right next to Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Luka Doncic, Trey Young is right there. Tyrese Halliburton, he gets paid with those guys. He needs to be at the forefront of all this.
And
you having a down year.
And all I'm saying,
that's
I'm
a Legends clip. If y'all haven't seen it,
I heard somebody mention that earlier. That's what it was from.
That's what it was. Check, like, oh, you having a down year, bro?
I gotta check Legends. But it's not to crap on Domas for me personally. It's, yo, back up off these other guys. If you're gonna show grace for Domas, show grace for these other guys because they deserve it just like Domas does. And like I said, if you want to blame the front office, Wes Wilcox, the coaching, the owners, and all this other stuff for Domas not being able to lead his team to victory, have the same energy for a guy like Zach LaVine or all these other guys that you talk about are albatross of contracts, because the resumes line up the same way. And that's all I say about it.
The way I see it, none of these guys are playing up to the standard that they can. I think it's less about giving these guys grace or whatever. Like, no one's playing up to their standard. Levine's not taking enough. I don't know. I don't have that answer, but Levine's not taking enough shots. Sabonis should be more on this team than what he is. I don't get how DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine took over this team already.
Yeah.
Like, no one is playing up to their standard. It's not about giving guys grace. Nobody here is doing their job.
How many times do you think DeMontis Sabonis has shot more than 15 times?
This year?
Yeah.
Seven times.
You want in?
Well, how many
times has DeMontis Sabonis shot more than 15 times?
I'll go Sam's kidding. I'll go eight, though.
He has shot more than 15 times. 15 times.
Mm.
One of them he shot 16 times in a double overtime game. The other one he shot 16 times in an overtime game. He has shot 16 times, five times, 17 times twice, 18 times twice, 19 times three times, 20 times once, 21 once, 22 once. The funny thing about the 22, he was 8 of 22. And it was in the game we just referenced. The game that the Kings quit against Indiana on their home floor.
Hmm.
He was 8 of 22 in 31 minutes in that game. Probably shooting because everyone else on the floor had quit.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't shoot when other people are not shooting.
22 times, lost. 21 times, lost. 20 times, lost. 19 times, lost. Maybe that's why he's not shooting. The more he shoots, the more they lose.
Maybe, but they're not winning.
But I'm looking at those numbers, and they're not his fault.
Oh yeah,
11-19 in those games.
And when you don't shoot, it hasn't always resulted in winning. You know what I'm saying? So
what's the least amount of field goals he's taken?
It all kind of just ties back to the fact that this front office built around two franchise guys that part of our franchise.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's.
Because once you go wrong there and you realize you went wrong, then you're grasping for straws and you end up with Zach LaVine or hoping DeMar DeRozan come in this offseason and shake things up.
I think that's definitely fair to say.
He roll his ankle in the Memphis game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and sometimes you got to, one of the things for some of these players is you got to go for what the game, the situation, what the team needs. And Domas probably doesn't want to shoot, you know, 15 to 20 times, but they need his offense. They need him, his aggressiveness, catching that ball 17 feet away. The Porzingis or somebody like that is camped in the paint, not respecting your jump shot. Sometimes you got to pull that, big fella. Sometimes you got to pull that. You know, and I know you'd rather somebody, you know, come off a DHO and do all this other stuff, but sometimes even to open up that DHO, you've got to be willing to take that shot and get that guy, the defender that's guarding you, to draw, come outside of the paint. Sometimes it isn't always about shooting, like, because you've got to get the shot up in that moment. Sometimes you're setting them up. It's like a boxing match. Like you jab to the body, so you know you open them up for the uppercut or something like that. You know, you've got to be able to set up what you want to do offensively by sometimes just keeping them honest with taking that open jump shot or something like that.
Yeah. He has single-digit shot attempts 9 times. 9 times. Kings have won a lot of those games. And that's a stretch. They're 6-3. That's a bit of a stretch.
And to your original point, like him, we talking about in general, him last night wasn't going to change.
Right, exactly. You know, it feels like a it feels like another problem. This team, I mean, the team has lost 7 of 9. They're loaded with problems. Mm-hmm. Like Zach LaVine last night, he scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. 8 of his, what did he have, 17? How many did he score last night? Zach LaVine scored 14 points last night. Do I got that right? Zach LaVine scored 14 points last night.
17 shots.
Thank you. 8 of them were in the fourth quarter. The game was over in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I hope my brother's good. Mm-hmm. But man, this just isn't like working.
You hope he's good but like also on the court, like it's hurting like his play is hurting the Kings. Like he's not getting enough shots still. Like both things could be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's another situation where to be one of the best guys, to be, a team leader, you've got to understand what the team needs and what it calls for. Zach LaVine, do you like or want to take contested shots or tough shots? No, probably not, but they need your aggressiveness. If you're aggressive out there, that alone may open it up for others. But they're in a tough place.
I wonder
place
what opponents
right now
are thinking, like, he ain't gonna shoot. Contest him a little bit, he ain't gonna shoot.
That could be
like good. What is the scouting report? Mm. Make things a little difficult. Don't give him the perfect shot because he'll make you pay for it. Stay with him.
I feel like Zach gets his respect, but like, because it's Zach LaVine, like, this is different than what he's done in his career. I feel like you get your respect because you're Zach LaVine, but during the game, it's like, yo, he's not taking the shots today. We're good. Hmm. We keep coming into these games, like, you think, oh, he's going to break out, like, he's going to get the shots up today, and it's not happening.
It's really not.
And we're expecting it to happen because it's Zach LaVine.
This feels is it wrong to think this feels like a recent development?
It feels worse.
Because, like, when he got here, it wasn't like, oh, man, Zach's not shooting the ball. It feels like within the last couple of weeks, his shot attempts have...
They've plummeted. I don't think he was necessarily shooting that much before, but they've plummeted in recent
times. He had a few games with Chicago where he shot 9 times. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been his thing.
I was going to ask, I wonder if it's something where it's like maybe it's just taking place more so, like since he got back from missing that one game, or if it's just now he's just been doing this.
Hmm. Yeah.
This stat, you can take, you can do whatever you want with numbers. The Zach LaVine teams are 1-4 when he shoots the ball less than 10 times.
You think we're past trying not to step on toes and stuff like that?
Yeah, we should be past that.
Toes?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I'm just saying we're like, 20 games in with this?
Yeah, we're
21 games.
Like, yo, there's 11 games left. You now have to fight off a team that was dead in a coffin with dirt on it. They were the laughingstock of the league.
I'm genuinely
asking. And you have to fight them off to earn a playing spot. Do you know how humiliating it will be?
Look, which one? Which one are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Dallas. I'm not talking about Phoenix. Phoenix
is laughing stock too.
Phoenix has always had the talent. We always knew, like, you've been saying this for weeks. It's still KD. It's still Devin Booker. Brad's out right now, which actually might be helping them, which is crazy. Mm. But it might be. You have enough guys. The question with Phoenix was, would they be engaged enough? Dallas was dead. They were cooked. Dallas, feel bad for the Mavericks. They don't even have enough guys to fill the team right now. Hmm. They're signing G League guys and 10-day guys and all of this other stuff. And here they are at the Knicks tonight, I think.
Yeah.
I think they got the New York back-to-back.
Yep.
So they're in the Garden tonight while the – the Mavericks win on the second night of a back-to-back, and Oklahoma City wins. The Kings are out. Mm-hmm. That's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. There's just so much that changed since the trade done. Like, before it was Malik's team and Domas' team, and now this is Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan's team. And it's just, like the new guys that get here, it's like, all right, now they're all in on, we're going to get the Kings to the playoffs. Like, they just, like, there's just so much going on, I feel, where it's just kind of like it might be too much for this team.
But yeah, that's what I think about too. I wonder if they've reached their breaking point. I don't go back on what I said about this team being tougher than a $2 steak and all this other stuff. But you know, in certain respects, everybody does have their breaking point.
Is DeMar DeRozan
reached it?
Like, is DeMar DeRozan thinking about the offseason at all and where he could be playing next season?
All right. Breaking point. DeMar DeRozan.
I feel like things like that, like if anyone's thinking past this year is just not fully focused on, like,
we need to
the
have
Kings, then.
An extended conversation on those two subjects, and I need you to elaborate, because what DeMar DeRozan might be worried about is how he's going to sell his home. And Johnny Jennings can make that easy for him. Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty, they make selling your home easy. They will get DeMar DeRozan or anybody else who wants out of Sacramento. They will get them at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours. That's what they do.
Just like that. It's like my girl Elizabeth, right? She decided it was time to sell her home in Sacramento.
Elizabeth. And
moved to Roseville. So she called Johnny Jennings with the Made for More Realty. Johnny was able to get her a full price offer and help her get a great deal on her Roseville Sun City home.
Elizabeth always loved Roseville.
She's trying to get away.
Johnny Jennings will sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market. They'll sell it for 3% higher purchase price. Ask them about their guaranteed home sale program. Ask them about getting multiple instant cash offers. I don't think DeMar is doing any of this because I don't think he bought a house. And if you play for the Sacramento Kings, your ass probably shouldn't buy a house.
Yeah.
Expect more, get more. Wes Wilcox, if you need to sell your home, expect more, get more. With Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty, California DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. We'll come back. I guess we're going to examine the psyche of the Sacramento Kings when D'Lo and Casey return here on ESPN 1320. All right, man. We got a lot we got to talk about. Can't wait for this phone call. I got great news for the Kings, by the way, though.
Oh.
Anthony Davis is out tonight versus the Knicks.
No back-to-backs. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So keep an eye. I actually didn't even check in to see how AD played. Did anybody catch that?
I didn't.
He was decent. I think he was limited minutes, but I think he...
I figured he would be. I actually didn't think he would play tonight, but I went the KC route. I got home. I was mad. I was like, I didn't want to watch any of this crap. And I don't know why. I didn't expect them to beat the Celtics. I think I was just an. I think the because I left after the Tatum spot. It's like it's one dumbass play. I'm not killing Domas for this, but a 7-point play, a 7-point swing. I'm leaving, man.
He's out of here. Just gone in the pickup truck, the brown pickup truck.
I told my sister, I was like, I'll leave it. You know, stay as long as you want. Nephew, where are you going? What's wrong?
Oh, Zach, get out of here.
Let's get TC in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Man, what's up with my two brothers, bro?
What's good, man?
Oh, man, just vibing, man. You know, just frustrated with the overall aspect. So it's over, bro, for this situation, right? I'm talking about the DeMar Zach situation, bro. If not both, one of them got to go, dog, period. And it's leaning towards DeRozan, dog, like being defiant within the offense. Like everybody, like I'm reading body, like my eyes is telling me something different, right? I'm watching these dudes' spirit, how they moving. Keon, like the body language is not together. Zach, get up there talking about the vibe is bad. I know they bad, bro, because this is supposed to be your folks, bro, but you irritated with them too. Because he's not playing within the offense, dog. Like a lot of
TC, before you go on, what's the offense? Tell me what the offense is. Tell me what Doug Christie told you the offense is.
Doug won a bunch of threes. They ain't shooting, right? So as a player, Kenny, that you played on teams, right? Too though, that won't throw you off if a player that's in the starting lineup is not shooting the way that the coach is talking about shooting the shots and being defiant, saying I'm gonna do it my way. You don't think that's going to throw the rest of the team off? You get me? Not saying it's all on DeRozan, but DeRozan.
You are saying it's all on DeRozan. That's like, literally what you're saying.
I know, but what you're trying to tell me, right, is like DeRozan has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm telling you, you don't know what the offense is. You have no clue. And that's what I'm telling you. I don't know what the offense is. But we speaking in matter of facts, like we know exactly what the offense is that's running, what they're trying to get on every time down court. You don't know. And you're speaking in absolutes. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
You don't bring in DeMar DeRozan, who's going to the Hall of Fame, to fit into the offense. That's your first issue. Like, everyone who kept saying when the season was about to start, oh, yeah, DeMar's going to come in, average maybe 15 to 17, and play within the offense. You're out of your mind. You're not. That doesn't happen. He's not coming in, DeMar. You're going to completely change how you've played in your career and completely switch that up. No, it was clear. DeMar is going to get his. It's not DeMar DeRozan's fault that Monty McNair brought in a bad fit. That's it. You don't bring in DeMar DeRozan. Hey, fill in with what we got here because it's been working. You don't do that. That doesn't work.
No. I mean, look, and one of the things about it, too, like I said, is I'm not even speaking from a place where I know what the offense is. I'm not in those locker rooms. I'm not in those huddles. I don't know what the objective is, what they're looking for, the first, second, third options are, the counter that they're using. You don't know that. So I can guess, but to come in here definitively, like you know what's going on, that's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It was like James Hamm said, it's like you found a square peg for a round hole. Like that's the issue here. It's not DeMar DeRozan. The issue is you got a guy who doesn't fit. That's the front office.
TC brought up a good point prior to Kenny yelling at him. Doug wants to shoot a lot of threes. He's been clear about that, adamant about that. Post-game press conferences, practices, media availability, like Doug will tell you that. Mm-hmm. They shot 24 last night, and it feels like they're regularly well short of the number that Doug wants them to get to. And I think if I was standing in front of Doug in a non-media scrum setting, I'd ask him, who's taking these threes? Like, you have to put a gun to Keegan's head sometimes to get him to shoot.
And there's only one way Keegan can shoot the basketball. That's the other problem. He can only catch on. He can only catch and shoot. He can't do anything off the bounce.
Domas is not shooting more than two or three a game.
DeMar DeRozan is a career guy who, yeah, he does not shoot the three ball well.
He's not shooting more than he might be in the Domas category, two or three a game.
And that's probably a career high.
So how are you getting to this number? I mean, with Malik out, you scratch it. You're not doing it. Mm-hmm. But, like, what you want? Keon, what, 12 a game?
Doug,
like, what? we just this is what happens when you lose. You just say stuff. All right, we want to shoot 43s a game. Great. Who the F is going to shoot them?
Ideally, yes, you do want to play like that, but you don't have the guys.
That's just what
you
I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't have
the
guys.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You want a system you're not built for.
Right.
You don't have those guys. Like, can Zach get them up? Sure, but the shot better be perfect. You know, Malik will get at it.
Malik will go off script and do something off
the bounce. Keegan damn near needs Domas to you know, get him in the right spot for these threes. Mm-hmm. And he's been, you know, out for a handful of games, leaving Keegan to fend for himself.
What is the offense, by the way? Are we still trying to run beam team one offense? Because half of those guys are gone. What is the offense? What are we trying to get back to?
Half? Who's even left from beam team? Domas and Keegan?
And Malik.
Malik. Well, Keegan too, right?
Scooter in the chat, he said, that's crap, Kenny. Keegan has been driving and taking the ball up the court and driving to the basket. Are you not listening? This is why I say you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Are you not listening? I'm talking about getting threes up. Keegan is not the type of player like Tatum to dance with you behind the arc, take four or five dribbles, stutter step, do all this other stuff, then hit a step back three. Does that mean he sucks? Does that mean he's no good? No, that's not in his arsenal right now. He's not shown that. That doesn't mean he's bad. We're talking about getting a bunch of threes up. If you got one guy, Sabonis is the same way. He's not going to get it off the bounce either. Zach LaVine won't take a bad shot. So how are you going to get to that number with guys that can't do it off the bounce?
If Keegan is driving to the basket, what does that have to do with Doug asking them to get up threes?
Nothing. Nothing. Just be saying anything to say it. You just said it. Just be saying anything. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
But this is what happens when you're 35 and 36 and your season peaked when you FaceTimed all your friends in San Francisco.
That's literally what it is, bro. Everyone's been grasping for straws.
We destroyed the Kings season by FaceTiming Guru. And these punk-ass Warriors people are getting the last laugh.
Everyone's been grasping for solutions that aren't there.
that aren't there aren't real. Like it's the lady on the plane. You're not real. None of this is real. All of
that team is not real.
No,
starting Malik Monk. No, that believe it or not, did not fix anything.
No, it didn't. Starting Keon Ellis against the Boston Celtics didn't fix anything.
We wanted Malik to start. That didn't work for us. You
everyone,
guys wanted Keon. That's
everyone
not working.
Thinks what they're not doing is what's going to work. Bench Zach LaVine. Fine. That's going to make it better. So you're going to start Keon Ellis? Okay. That's not going to present any problems. That's what people think.
He started the last two games, didn't he?
Bench DeMar DeRozan. Who, Keon Ellis?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won both of them, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Because Keon's, you know why? It's because Malik's out. You have to bench Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan or it doesn't count.
Bryce has got it right here. The Sacramento Kings are just not good enough.
That's it.
They're not good enough. This team is not good. They're bad. They stink. They're not winning a playoff series. None of it. They're not good enough.
We all misjudged what they were when they signed DeMar. One, I don't think any of us expected this level of regression. I don't think any of us expected a coup d'etat on the head coach. And I don't think any of us.
Is that the same as in Bumtu?
No, it's when you overthrow the government. I don't think anybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the whole. I don't think I've ever heard the whole thing.
A coup d'etat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that.
Okay, I'm sorry. A coup. Like, I don't think any of us expected that.
I've learned
that.
Some today.
I got you. Yeah. You're a history major. To throw that in there. Work that into your next history lecture. None of us expected that either.
Mm.
And then the De'Aaron stuff to follow.
We were wrong as hell about this team.
Hell yeah.
We were.
That's what you know what?
I was leading the charge.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because none of y'all hoes tell me when I'm right. So, yeah, I ain't going to face me.
I was leading the charge. What'd I say? The floor is 52?
Yeah. Man. I had them at 48 to 50. We were wrong about this team. They're not good. This is a bad basketball team put together by people who don't make great decisions.
Mm. So,
and one of them's headed to the University of Utah.
Oh, okay, for the Utah.
Goodbye, Wes. We hardly knew you. Now you only have to fire one guy this offseason.
And
Monty's going to take a job as the general manager of the Long Beach Marauders or whatever.
Marauders. They're the 49ers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Do that too then. Securing the 12th pick. You better fire Doug too. Doug's not getting fired. Doug doesn't have a job. You don't have to fire a guy who doesn't have a job. He's the interim head coach.
And look. Part of me, I just kind of want everybody in the front office to be fired so people can stop bringing this up. Like, please, get rid of them. I'm sick of hearing that. And when they can't make free throws and can't make threes after that, who are we going to blame Vivek? But please, the front office thing.
Stop. You've been in a mood all day. They're not going to blame Vivek. They're going to blame Anjali. Have you not been paying attention?
My bad. Mateen will be back.
And they haven't. Apparently, these investigative reporters haven't learned that Anjali and Jeremy Lamb have broken up. And they broke up before that article came out. They haven't figured that out yet. So maybe Jeremy Lamb is making the goddamn decisions. Next on the New York Times.